Brilliance Audio presents The Unabridged Recording of Sweet Lake by Christine Nolfi, performed by Carly Robbins. For Patricia, Leslie, Stacy, Laurel, and Thomas, and the history we share. Chapter 1. Coconuts bouncing down a bowling lane. Linny Wayfair woke with a start. She peered through the semi-darkness in a vain attempt to locate the disturbance. No, coconuts weren't the source of the sharp rattling. She didn't stow tropical fruit in her suite, or own a bowling alley, for that matter. Wincing, she glanced at the ceiling. Bats in the attic? Problems galore plagued an inn the size of the Wayfair. Problems multiplied when half of the rooms were shut tight, the air inside growing stale, and the four-poster beds lying naked, the Italian linens and the velvet bedspreads packed away. As for the attic, raccoons never waited for an invitation. Bats were also savvy party crashers. In autumn, when Ohio's temperatures plummeted, Linny patrolled the attic in her brother's old football helmet and the wool topcoat her father hadn't taken to Florida. Neither of her close friends volunteered for the missions. Since she didn't believe in conscription, she went up by herself armed with a steel garbage lid, a flashlight, and an oversized broom that would make a witch proud. When claws skittered or the flapping of invisible wings zoomed by, she always contemplated adding her brother's old BB gun to the arsenal. The thought never led to action. She didn't have the heart to harm any critter. Please. No bats. Outside, shadows caressed the rolling hills. Farther off, fingers of daylight glittered on Sweet Lake's teal-blue surface. Linny was about to pass the sound off as nothing when the rattling started again. From the corridor, Jada Brooks padded in with her fro bouncing and her slippers smacking the floor. What is that? The Wayfair's pastry chef and second-in-command wore yoga pants and a heavy jersey. Despite summer's arrival, the neglected south wing usually remained chilly until noon. Linny grabbed her robe from the chaise longue in a corner of the suite. I'm not sure, she replied, cinching the belt. Jada gave out a mock shiver. No more bats! Her chestnut-colored eyes rounded. Then she glanced at the ceiling. Should I wake Cat? To do what?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?